Three, two, one.
We were trying to get that one company that talks about shaving your balls to, be our to be our sponsor. They're never going to do it now, God damn it.
Let's see how it goes.
Where are we recording right now?
I think so.
Hey guys, welcome to Proud Meat. This is a super special edition. Let's hope you don't hear me wreck and die. We are on
that would be awkward.
The road to Joe Bob's Drive-In Jamboree.
Woo!
We're going Friday and Saturday nights. And coming home on Sunday, I've never been more excited for something in my entire fucking life. So
I'm pretty excited. Kinda.
He's been more excited before it's happened.
I'm just gonna put it like right here.
I'm super psyched though. It's gonna be a good time.
And we are crossing a bridge right now. That probably sounds like shit.
So the other thing too is I did figure out at least one of the movies they're gonna show tonight, if anyone wants a spoiler on that one.
Well, by the time they hear this, this will definitely be over.
Well, no, I'm talking about you guys.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you can tell me.
They
sure.
were playing a movie called Tennessee Gothic, which I have never watched before.
Huh.
Came out in 2019, and it has some pretty good reviews, so
neat.
I'm kind of excited about it.
Yeah.
No idea what that's about. I saw a preview for something today, or just basically all the head-exploding scenes. It was like a year before Mortal Kombat came out, there was this movie, and... let me see if I can find the name of it. Because it looked actually like really kind of fun and like over the top, and it looked a lot older than it actually was. Let me see. How do I get on there?
If you hear air conditioning, if you just hear...
Yeah, it's going to sound loud.
It's because it's like 99,000 degrees outside and...
Riki O.
I have heard of that, but I haven't watched it.
Like the previews for it, like where like all these action scenes make it look crazy. Like there's definitely like exploding heads and gut ripping and all kinds of crazy.
That sounds awesome.
Stuff.
I'm in. Yeah, I'm already there. Watching it.
There he is. He's not even driving. He's watching that movie right now.
Riki-O right now.
All I can think of is Rufio from, like, Hook.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Also...
like, the Bangarang.
If anyone out there ever has a kid, I think that's an A1 name to give your kid.
Yeah.
You know what? I agree.
Yeah.
Rufio Cosby. There you go.
Yes.
It's the best name ever.
So, we haven't recorded since that whole thing happened.
So, we are going, by the way, to the state, and we're going to be right near the municipality that let Bill Cosby out of prison.
Did you happen to know about that? He's a free man.
I saw a bunch of memes. They were like, hey, we should let this person out of prison. The best I can do is Bill Cosby.
Yeah, yeah. The one thing, like Britney Spears should have her own human rights and be able to decide when she wants to get pregnant. Best I can give you is Bill Cosby out of prison.
That's not what we wanted.
I thought, like...
It's what somebody wanted.
Like, a few months ago, what I heard was, like, they were offering him to let him go free, but he had to admit it. And then he just wouldn't do it.
Yeah, so I...
Yeah,
so
he's maintaining his innocence somehow.
So here's what I know about this, and I'm gonna explain this in a way that is probably completely factually inaccurate. So go do your own research. Don't trust the media. Hashtag fake news. But here's what I'm going to say about it. What I heard was that there was a... I had heard rumors that there was a DA, a district attorney, who was working with him and apparently had allowed him to sign basically like some sort of plea bargain where he wouldn't have to do time. So they overrode that, and they were like, since there was nothing in writing, we're still going to try you. And apparently some district court said, no, if you tell them that, you have to follow through with it. So on the flip side of the coin,
like 2 years of prison.
I totally understand why they had to let him go. I just don't like that they did.
Gotcha.
It's bizarre.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mr. Cosby, I remember Dad is great. He gave us chocolate cake. And I'm willing to let you go for, you know, for drugging all these people and molesting them. But
the judge was just like, you know what? I've seen Ghost Dad, and you're free to go.
I'll be damned if I'm the judge. It's going to be Fat Albert behind bars.
Oh, my God. Did you see that?
Yeah, that's one of the first things he said when he was released.
He was walking out in front of a whole bunch of press, and he said he did the Fat Albert laugh.
He did.
To the cameras.
It's creepy.
Real wide-eyed and, like, crazy looking.
Amazing.
Yes.
Did you hear that he's going on tour, apparently? So his people are claiming that he's already been in contact with different nightclubs, like comedy clubs, that are interested in having him.
Oh, well,
that's
going to
be a train wreck.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, first of all, there's going to be people who legitimately want to see him no matter what and believe his innocence. And then you're going to have the people screaming, get off the stage, rapist.
Yeah.
Then you're going to have the people that just, like, want to see a train wreck or a sideshow.
And then you're going to have the Colin Robinsons who are just there to get all the energy off the crowd. Oh, I'm going to feed on this. Like, that would be me. Like, I would go just to watch it happen. They're like, you're supporting Bill Cosby? Oh, hell no. I'm just supporting all the shit that's going to go down at this show. I mean, come on.
We have no proof that you're not an energy vampire. So.
That's a fair point.
I'm a fan of chaos is what I am.
Yeah, me too. I love chaos. Chaos is amazing. Like, throw the world into chaos. I want to watch it all go down.
So what you're saying is we should get tickets and go to a Cosby show and do Proud Meat.
We should record Proud Meat over top of Bill Cosby trying to do his show.
Oh, Bill Cosby will definitely sue us for recording without permission.
Yeah. Well, not if they can't hear it. Like, no one's going to hear your jokes over us making fun of
him. He did sue that one guy and make him quit making the House of Cosbys.
Did he really?
That was Justin Roiland.
Cease and desist.
Or Dan Harmon.
Was it really?
Yeah, where they did the Cosby's thing, and everybody has Cosby's voice, but it's done really shittily.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, House of Cosby's, it goes on for about 3 episodes before there's a cease and desist that they actually post on the show.
Yeah.
Nuh-uh.
Wasn't that on Channel 101?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Dude, that's
that was Dan Harmon's original thing. I could definitely see him meeting up with Roiland through that, maybe.
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure it's Roiland doing all the voices. Again, Proud Meat News, but don't try to fact check us.
101 is also, Channel 101 is also where Rob Schraub got his start, who directed Sarah Silverman Show.
Oh, nice. Okay.
And also the Crooked Teeth music video for Death Cab for Cutie.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
That's the only song I've ever listened to by them, because that video was awesome.
Sarah Silverman, I randomly found out that Sturgill Simpson was on her show.
Huh.
Did anyone here know that?
No, I had no idea.
I didn't either. I didn't watch the video yet, but there's a video on YouTube of Sturgill Simpson on the Sarah Silverman Show.
That's
so I kind of am dying to watch that, and I forgot to watch it when I saw it the other day, so maybe I'll revisit that and check it out.
I'm just still mentally stuck on, like, could we get Bill Cosby for an interview? Probably.
No, hell no. We can't afford that.
Yeah, he wouldn't do that.
But just ask him completely random questions, like, do you like cucumbers?
I don't want anyone to mistake this. I am not going on some sort of, like, I'm better than that. I'm saying I can't afford the motherfucker, or I totally would.
Yeah, because you best believe we would get Papa John, too.
Oh, yeah. In a heartbeat. Yeah, in a heartbeat.
Absolutely.
We here at Promi would like to have all the CD pieces of shit.
Oh, every CD motherfucker. Come on our show.
Like can we get the Unabomber? Maybe. I don't know. He's in prison and will never come out.
Like,
so.
Let's get the Unabomber's brother, Ted. Just get him to show up.
Ted Unabomber?
Yeah, and don't ask him anything about his brother. Like,
that
just
is his name.
Just be like, okay, so you work at Dollar General. Tell me about that.
Are you saying the Unabomber's brother's name is Ted?
I don't think it actually is, but I'm
because
his brother's name is Ted Unabomber.
Because the Unabomber's name is Ted.
Is it? Oh, Ted Krasinski. Right?
Ted Krasinski.
Krasinski. Isn't that the guy that directed? Isn't that the guy from The Office?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah, they're the same person.
We're driving very close to Scranton, so
we are.
For all you Office heads out there,
Office fans. I'm sorry that your hero is the Unabomber.
Is there an overlap of Proud Meat fans and Office fans?
I'm sure. Yeah.
My sister, if she listens to the
someone show, listening to this also watches The Office somehow. For some reason.
I've watched The Office many a time.
It's a trick question. Nobody listens to this.
I don't like The Office very much.
It's okay, but you also like the British Office, and I don't like
that
one.
I like the humor on the British Office a lot more. And I know everyone always tells me, oh, you know, like the people from the British office pop up in the office. I don't care. I'm not putting that much time into it.
Oh, yeah. I
will say, though, that, like, I've heard people say that you either like, because Parks and Rec is like an offshoot of The Office, right? It started that way.
Yeah, yeah.
It started that way. It was supposed to be
like the same documentarians
Yes. So, I've heard people say, and I think it was actually your sister who brought this up, and it was actually a really interesting thing she mentioned. She's like, I don't know anyone who started with The Office and then ended up liking Parks and Rec.
Yeah,
and
my sister hates Parks and Rec.
That started with Parks and Rec but ended up loving The Office.
I do. That might make sense.
I think Parks and Rec ended up being better for me overall, just because...
I've
been a long, long time fan of Amy Poehler.
Yes. Yeah.
And, the first season, I had no idea what was going on with her character. I'm like, she's just playing, the straight woman almost. She's just, like, the goody-two-shoes, and I don't get this. She's got so much
Which is really
depth.
Weird, because she's done some bizarre shit.
Yeah, exactly. And then, she grew on me a lot.
Watch that, and then go watch her in Southland Tales and tell me they're the same fucking actor. Of course, watch anybody in Southland Tales and go watch other shit, and you'll be like, what happened to them? Like, yeah. Holy fuck.
What is the skating one, Blades of Glory?
Yeah.
That, too.
I knew her from Upright Citizens Brigade.
Show. I've always been a fan of Upright Citizens Brigade.
I actually got to see her at the Upright Citizens Brigade once.
That's crazy.
Really?
Yeah. I always wanted to see that.
Yeah, we went to ASCATS, their Sunday night show, and she was there, and I ran into, I didn't talk to him or anything, I just saw Will Arnett when they were dating.
Oh, nice. Wow. Yeah, Will Arnett's a badass.
And Rachel Dretch was in that show, too.
Oh, I love
really?
Her.
Yeah.
I love
Holy
her.
Shit, you saw everybody.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was an awesome night. I couldn't believe it. Speaking of movies, I recently watched, I'm not sure if it's Hunt or The Hunt.
The Hunt?
It's got everybody in it, it seems like.
The one that has Sturgill Simpson in it? About the people who are dropped on the farm?
Like a political comedy?
Yeah. I haven't watched it yet. I want to see it.
I haven't seen that yet either.
It takes so many different angles that I didn't think a movie like that was going to.
Mm,
but
nice.
It's really neat, and there's a lot of fun with it. And the main character is these like weird little emotional spurts that are just so interesting. I don't know, that one's definitely worth a watch. It just showed up on HBO Max, and I checked it out.
Oh, it's on Max. Do you know what else is on HBO Max right now?
No.
You're like us. You're a huge fan of What We Do in the Shadows, right?
Yeah.
The other offshoot of that is on there now.
Wellington Paranormal.
Wellington Paranormal.
Oh, I don't think I've heard of that, actually.
If you watch the original What We Do in the Shadows movie, do you remember the two cops that show up in the movie?
Yeah.
And it's about them, and it follows them through Wellington. It is fucking hilarious.
Okay, sweet. Where was that one put out? Was it not on
TV?
It was in New Zealand.
New Zealand only, and this is the first time it's come over here. Yeah.
That's pretty sweet.
Yep, HBO Max got the rights to it. So the first two episodes are on there already.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's awesome.
How are you riding that line and not having, like, driving on it? Because I would have drove on it.
Yeah, I just didn't want to drive on it. I don't like the sound.
But, I mean, you're just that good.
We hit road work, by the way, so you're going to hear something right now.
Boop.
And that was Brittany farting.
Oh, caught me.
Someone got pwned just now.
So I guess we could do the format of our normal show. What are you drinking besides hard liquor, Matt?
Coffee.
He's just pounding bourbon right now.
Yeah, while I'm driving. It's awesome.
Drunk driving. Hear it from me.
Drunk driving makes you cool.
You want to smoke cigarettes, too, while you're doing it, kids.
Yeah, well,
don't even bother touching the steering wheel. Bourbon in one hand, cigarette in the other, and try to steer it with your knees.
Just let it fly.
Yeah, it's badass.
Well, if you're only smoking one cigarette at a time, you're not doing it right.
Right.
Yeah, two or three.
Tape a cigarette to the bottle of bourbon.
Yes.
And like light it, and you can take a drink and then puff.
Yeah, there you go.
It's like a sidecar.
I feel like this is like a little neoprene thing we could make to put on the side of every bottle of bourbon.
Innovation.
We should make that. The Proud Meat Bourbon Cigarette Holder Ring.
Yeah, the Bourbon Buddy.
We'll come up with it. The Bourbon Buddy. There we go.
Oh my
That's
God.
A much better name than the Proud Meat Cigarette Bourbon Holder Ring.
Have it hold different sizes so you can have a joint or a cigar.
Or a cigar. Yeah.
Well, you can make it adjustable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Make the clip adjustable.
Like a little clamp or
like
something.
Like a roach clip.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, we could do that.
It's just going to be a roach clip.
Yeah, every one of them comes already smelling bad, too. Like, it just
they're filthy.
Because we use every one of them to give them herpes before you get them, so.
You got to test it out. I mean.
You got to test it out.
And we have herpes.
You know?
Yeah, I was thinking just like a little cylinder, actually. It's more like, you know, the cigarette extender?
Yeah.
It's something kind of like that, but with like maybe like a flared end.
We'll
so.
Even make one that just specifically fits Virginia Slims.
That is too classy for Proud Meat, the tube. Like the little.
I was thinking not very like a long one, just like kind of like that, so, and then like with the little ring that you put on the top of your bourbon bottle.
I still feel like it's too fancy. I like the dirty roach clip.
Me too.
Okay.
I use roach clip. Is that glue on all over my roach clip? Yes, it is.
Yeah.
How did that happen? Don't ask.
I gotta make sure that the thing's still recording because we keep hitting bumps. And
yeah. This is gonna be a weird episode.
Mm-hmm.
So we're probably gonna have 4 episodes out of this trip. So
awesome.
We'll see what happens.
You thought you couldn't hear the episode in the park. Well, guess what?
Yeah. We're going to push it to the fucking limits.
We're really testing the science.
Coming to you live from Urinal 3 of the Mahoning Drive-In. It's Proud Meat.
I swear to God we'll do it, and I'm not even a guy.
I will walk in there and record in one of the urinals. And, like, when people are by one of the urinals, and not even Pete, just be like, hey, how's your piss going, bud? Stuff like that, you know?
Get the fuck off of me.
What the fuck are you doing, dude?
Stop pointing that microphone at my dick. We gotta catch the stream.
Does your dick have any comments?
Fuck off.
Whoa, I've never heard a dick queef.
What would a dick queef be called? A dweef?
Deef?
Deef. Dweef? Deef.
Deef or a dweef?
A dart?
A dart.
Dart. It's a dart.
Yeah, it's a dart. It's a dick fart.
This is the kind of innovation you get here, probably. Yeah.
We are coming up on exit 23. Of I-68 coming out of West Virginia. So, Brewston Mills, folks, raise your hand. Let us know you're here.
Woo!
Brewston Mills.
Oh,
this is
phone.
The home of Screech Owl Brewing.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
So, I didn't know that close.
Yeah, you can come right up here and hit Screech Owl. I haven't been.
Chestnut Brew works.
Chestnut's awesome.
Yeah, well, they have a tap room. I still haven't been there.
It's cool.
You heard no sound just now. Dead silence, which is always good.
Taking a picture.
Dickin' a picture? Taking a picture.
Dickin' a picture.
Dickin' a picture.
Dick in a picture, yep.
The wildflowers they put out in like the medians and the berms and stuff. That's always pretty.
Yeah, it's a pretty drop.
We'll just describe it, the scenery we're seeing right now. We're coming up on like a wide load.
Your mom is right in the middle of the river.
Your mother's right there.
Boom. Son, boom!
That is like a big gaping hole right there.
And you know, it's been going out of style, but good on her for bringing back the muumuu.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a bold choice.
Classic.
It's very flowery. Provides very easy access to whatever she's got left down there.
You know what I mean? Yeah, whatever's left after you came out.
Obliterated.
Yeah, we heard you got just like a massive head just for such a tiny body. Like a, like kind of like a, and well you go like a needle, like one of those pins you put in a pincushion.
Yeah,
but only you were like 14 pounds, 10 of it head.
Damn.
You know what we could talk about since we didn't have a chance to talk about this yet. So the last time the whole Proud Meat crew was together was actually in Pennsylvania, and we were at the Living Dead weekend.
Yeah,
in
we
Monroeville.
Did not mention this.
Yeah, we didn't talk about that at all.
We've been on a bit of a hiatus. That's my fault.
Yeah, I've been so fucking busy, I haven't had a chance to do jack shit.
For some reason, all three of us have been crazy super busy. My sister was in, and that was a whole thing, and yeah, so we keep going in and out of town.
I've just been busy with work. I don't know, it sucks. But yeah, we went to the Living Dead weekend, and I actually had a blast. I thought it was really fun.
And we ran into each other. We were all very separated, and what happened at a booth, Jared?
At booth?
Oh. At a booth, yeah.
Yeah, I was picking out some of these, I forget what they're called. They're like little stuffed dolls.
They're actually really cool. They remind you of like the old carnival things, like if you're throwing a baseball at like cats or like bowling pins or something, and they're like stuffed. They're kind of like that, where they're like painted on both sides.
Yeah, I think
they have really cool horror characters to them.
Yeah, and I got the Jack Burton and the why is it fading from my memory right now?
Oh shit!
Lopan.
Yeah. Oh, you didn't get the one from Midsommar? I thought you did.
No, I got Jack and Lopan.
Which
and
the Midsommar one was very cool looking, and I'll put in the description how. Who that person is that made
really
them because
cool.
They are really cool.
And then they have little quotes on the back of them from the movie, and I loved them. So I got those, and while I was picking out a sticker to get as well, she has all kinds of horror figures that she does. But Tom Savini showed up next to me to sign one for her. And, I knew someone famous was standing next to me by the way she was talking to him.
He was in the zone.
I was like, what am I going to do? Just like stand up and be like, oh wow, this dude, hey. I was like, I don't have anything to say to this guy. I'm just going to pick out my sticker.
We have a picture of Tom Savini and Jared's ass.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's all you can see.
Yep.
Yeah, it's probably the best kind of picture you could take.
So from our angle, from our side of the story, we're talking to Matt's cousin Craig, who joined us on the excursion, and in walks Tom Savini, and he walks right over to the booth and says hi to all the people working the booth and everything. And it just looks like Jared is completely oblivious, either doesn't know who it is, or if there's somebody next to him.
He's like, I don't care about you, fuck you.
That's honestly the way to do it, though. You look much cooler instead of just, like he said, like, oh my god, I can't believe it's you. Yeah. Yeah.
So I think the funniest part of it was we kept watching Tom Savini, and I can't remember who it was. It was one of the three of us who pointed out he keeps kind of looking over at Jared like,
yeah.
Is this guy going to notice who I am?
Or maybe
Jared
like move?
Jared just never does. So I think you gave Tom Savini a moment of like, well, maybe I'm not that big of a deal.
No, I looked at him at some point and was like, oh, okay.
That sounds worse.
I didn't say that to him, but
whatever.
I looked at him and it was just like... I don't know if I gave like a nod or something, but like, I know his work and everything, but I don't drool over him like a fanboy. So
all right.
We are coming up on a Supermax prison.
Yeah, Hazleton.
A lot of people have been murdered there.
Yep, lots of people. Whitey Bulger got killed here, I think.
Yes.
Yeah. Famous Whitey Bulger.
I believe like the old classic like bag of soap.
Yep, I believe so, yeah.
Or locks or something.
I believe he got his ass beat to death.
Oh, yep. Damn, that should be someone's porn name, Whitey Bulgy.
Whitey Bulgy, probably somebody's.
So that could be your porn name.
Oh, yeah.
When you decide to hump pillows on OnlyFans.
Yeah.
He's going to cuddle and hump pillows for a living.
I'm bringing that back. You got
to
do it.
You know what you could do? You could go back to that and get weird horror movie character pillows.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Tom Savini, can you sign this for me so I can hump it on my channel? I got a Bad Dragon you can also sign.
You know, Bad Dragon, I think, is going
to
be here.
I was just about to say it. I swear to God, I think they're going to be here.
They are one of the sponsors. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't doubt it. I mean, this seems like the community that would really dig into their stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's go ahead and get some tentacle monster stuff.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, that actually kind of tracks with the fans.
Can you give me a werewolf dick? I'm really into that. Yeah.
Is there a way I can attach this? And they're like, fuck yeah, there is.
They have red rockets. Don't ask how I know that.
How do you know that?
Because Poshy, the first guy to ever show me like what Bad Dragon had, was very interested in that. He's of the furry community, and
okay, right, more power to him. You know?
Yeah, and I was like, okay, cool, get yourself a red rocket there.
You do you, man.
Yeah.
No judgment here.
It's like, yeah, I just strap it on the outside and just walk around like that. I like to advertise what I got.
Has anybody ever done a possum furry? I always want to say furry.
I'm sure. Although it'd probably be kind of rare, so if you did one yourself, you'd be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. If we have any furry listeners, be a possum.
Purple possum. Yeah, yeah, that's the way to go.
Yeah. All right.
But anyway.
That should be our mascot.
I was ignoring Tom Savini.
Yeah.
And,
yeah. Just being a real dick about it on purpose.
But that's our first, like, I love how we go to cons and that's our coverage. Like, hey, we totally ignored this fucker. You know what I mean? Like.
It's like, he wanted our attention, I would give it to him. You don't know how good it feels.
You join Proud Me for quality commentary about conventions like this.
Hey, none of us ignored Linnea Quigley.
Yeah, none of us could.
God damn.
What is it? We got to see the Knight Rider panel.
I was really excited about
Which was 80% them talking about partying in the hotel.
Dude, it was interesting as shit, though, wasn't it? It was really good.
So much cocaine.
You've still never seen Knight Riders, and we're not talking about Knight Rider, like with the talking car and what's his name who ate the Whopper on the floor or whatever it was. Hasselhoff.
Ted Kaczynski.
Tom Kaczynski from The Office. There you go. Tom Kaczynski from The Office. It is. It's Tom Kaczynski.
You know what it is? It is.
Yeah. He made a movie. Might be a horror movie. I don't know.
Larry Hogan. We have entered Maryland, and Larry Hogan is the name of their governor.
Hey, Larry. Change your name, bud. All right?
Nobody takes a governor seriously if your name's Larry.
Yeah.
What the fuck is that?
You're going to have, third world governors all over the country thinking that, you got a limp wrist, you can't push the button.
We have Big Daddy Jim Justice.
Yeah, we have Jim fucking Justice.
Larry ain't shit compared to that.
Well, I don't know about all that.
And Baby Dog.
But yeah, Baby Dog wins, yeah.
Are you not familiar with Baby Dog?
No. I also don't think that Larry's a bad name.
Larry's a terrible
For a governor?
Name. Not our friend Larry.
No.
Larry, we love your name.
No, and we firmly believe that you could be a governor one day.
I don't know why you couldn't be a Larry governor, though.
Larry's not a governor.
No.
It's just not.
What's so governor about Jim?
Jim?
What's Jim short for? Daddy Jim?
Come on, dude.
Shit.
James, that's what Jim's short for?
I believe so, yeah.
So if you're not familiar with this, in West Virginia, Big Daddy Jim Justice is the governor, and an incentive to vaccinate and get everybody vaccinated for COVID, he is giving out prizes, including like $1 million, trips to state parks, hunting licenses, stuff like that. So the mascot they used for the commercials is his gigantic bulldog that
British
he named
Baby Dog.
Baby Dog. Yeah. And he's adorable.
You don't know about this? Did you not put your name into the drawing for that shit?
No.
Lots of people are winning a ton
shit,
of money right
now.
I thought the only thing I heard was that thing said you signed up for, and then when I went to the thing, it was closed down.
Yeah, it's closed already. I don't know why.
Well, or the bullshit of, if you're 35 is the cutoff, and I was, 3 months away on the cusp of the cutoff.
Yeah, it was bullshit.
Yeah, it was bullshit. But anyway.
Yeah, they're doing a bunch of giveaways now. Like, some people won $1 million already.
Huh.
Yeah. I would go in there and sign up for it.
I think they're still doing it.
But, Daddy Jim, we love you, buddy. I disagree with you pretty much on everything.
All three of us here at Prime very much support his Republican ways. And
totally,
every single thing that he does and supports, and including Trump.
For $1 million.
You said $1 million in my lap, I'll say just about any goddamn thing.
Do I agree with it?
No.
You give me $1 million, I will do my damnedest to create a time machine and go back in time and vote for Donald Trump. Two times. For $1 million. I mean,
will it matter? Not really.
I don't know. That one vote could really swing it. I mean, it's pretty close.
I mean, for $1 million, we'll stop telling everybody about how Brawny Paper Towel will clean up just any bits of skull fragment you might find on your floor after you've, really gotten into them corpses.
Yeah. Brawny Paper Towel, the quicker picker-upper.
Yeah.
Is the thing they use, that they say.
Are we saying brownie paper towel?
No, it's definitely not.
Yeah, it is. Brownie paper towels is the quicker picker up.
Brownie paper towel?
No, we looked it up and we were right. And brownie paper towels is the quicker picker up.
Bronte?
Brownie.
Brown town.
That's what I use my brownie for, is wiping the old brown bean.
Yeah, here you go.
We should just start calling them brown town paper towel.
Brown town, brownie. Take your paper towel to brown town. Brownie.
I don't care how chafed and chapped your ass gets after using paper towels instead of toilet paper.
Yeah, if you've been at the dominatrix and she's been making you eat a bunch of sand, you're going to need a brawny paper towel, because that regular stuff is just going to shred.
What fucking porn are you watching?
Porn?
You gotta live it. That's the life you gotta live.
Bro, I live porn.
I fucking hate sand, and she knows it.
Yes.
But that's what makes me love it.
She just puts her heel right in it.
Like, I'm still blown away because I have finally hit the section of Twitter where you can find the monetary dominatrix.
Yeah.
Where they literally post stuff like,
Fin Doms.
Here's my titties. You know you want to send me that paycheck. And I'm like, I really don't. I mean, thanks for the boobs, but I don't want to send it to you.
Should we make a Proud Meat Fin Dom account to where we just tell pay pigs to send us money?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I'll definitely insult someone for money.
Yes.
Yeah, we should do videos like, you piece of shit. We'll keep calling you a piece of shit if you don't fucking give us $5.
You're not even good enough for Brownie Paper Town.
I'm going to shave my armpits and show them to you, too. I'm going to be like, this is where hundreds go.
This is where the magic lives. We're not going to show anything you want, that like, tits or ass-wise. It's just going to be, like, ankles and, like, the weird back of your neck.
Dude, I'll totally put on a thong if I'll be like, hey, this is looking a little empty, fellas.
Just know he will sell himself. He does not give a shit anymore.
Oh, yeah. Life has beaten me to a point where I just want to just own a bunker. I was going to say a nice little place for myself, but I want a Burt Gummer-style bunker now.
Same.
I don't necessarily want to fill it with guns or anything, but...
Yeah, you do. Now, once you get the bunker and you get into the bunker lifestyle, you're going to wind up with 50 guns. You're going to wake up one morning and they're just going to be there.
No, I'll fill it with Tremors memorabilia. That'll be enough.
Like a grenade.
Yeah, Tremors memorabilia.
I'm going to have like guns. I'm going to have like the worm head look like it's
weird
bursting
sex.
Through.
Uh-huh. Weird sex, guns.
With a worm head, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to take old Stumpy from the first Tremors film.
Yeah.
And I'm going to face fuck one of his little tentacles.
See those mountains way the fuck out there? That's where we're going.
Like, I want a room where people walk in and they're like, oh, wow, why do you have that little gun displayed? I'm like, that is an exact replica of an inexact replica of the gun that the guy that shot Lincoln had in his shoe. It didn't work. It didn't work at all, and he knew that. So he used a different gun to shoot Lincoln, and that's an exact replica of an inexact replica of the gun he did not use to shoot Abraham Lincoln.
And that guy's name was Ted Kaczynski.
Yeah, it was Ted Kaczynski
from The Office.
From The Office. So, there you go.
Oh, shit. You know what I've realized?
What?
We are, we've pretty much come up on the second year anniversary of Proud Meat.
Yeah, oh, wow. Close. Yeah, it was June, I believe.
So I think we've well passed it. You're welcome.
We always miss it.
we definitely missed it last
time. That'll be our tradition, yeah. It's just like, so we had an anniversary.
Next September will be like 3 years,
you know,
buddy.
Guys, yeah, I know it's been, you know, 3 months since you've had an episode, but it was worth the wait, wasn't it?
2 months.
2 months? It's been 2 months.
Well, by the time this fucking episode comes out,
yeah,
it'll be 6 years.
Just put it out. Don't even edit this shit. Just put it out.
I don't feel like editing it, because, I mean...
Oh, this is going to sound like shit. We're driving in a car at 80 miles per hour with the air conditioning blasting, all right?
You'll be lucky you hear any of this fucking shit.
But if this is your first time listening, this is what you're in for, guys.
This is what you get. This is the quality that you get. This sounds like an infomercial already.
Like, oh, yeah.
Three people with borderline ADD who can't stay on a single topic for 5 minutes.
Yep.
Speaking of infomercials, you can visit our merch store and buy our cum towels.
Yeah.
We have Proud Meat cum towels.
So, nobody has bought one yet, so you need to get on it before they sell out.
What the hell's wrong with these?
These are big fucking towels. I mean, you can so many times before it gets crusty and you gotta wash it.
It's pretty absorbent, too, so you're gonna really... want to just jizz a whole bunch on it.
Also, I mean,
blow it up, man.
You can also give it to your friends as a gag gift for their birthday, because they're going to have their girlfriend there and they'll be like, really? And they'll be like, oh yeah, this guy goes through one of these a month.
Don't you want one of those moments at a friend's house where they're like, what the fuck is Proud Meat? And you're like, wouldn't you like to know?
Are you having a circle jerk or like a bukkake or a Limp Bizkit?
Or you can trick someone into, that's how you trick someone into showing him, like, they go, what is Proud Meat? And you go, oh, you want to know? And then you show them your Proud Meat.
You whip it
They're
out.
Like, you ask, and you trick someone into getting sexually harassed.
Yeah.
We told you to
Louis
tell
C.K.
them that it's okay.
Louis C.K., this is right up your alley, dude.
Yeah.
Like, or, fly this down.
Or the actual band Limp Bizkit, because I'm sure you're listening.
You know what we should do? We should find... So apparently another thing on Twitter that I haven't gone down the road yet, because I keep finding these weird communities. There is a Little Dick community on Twitter of people who are into, like, tiny little wieners. We should get a couple of those guys and just send them a free cumtown ask them to post a video of them blowing a load on our cumtown.
And there's a Target on the on the cumtown, so you can have fun with it. You can make it a real party game.
We should find a bunch of them who accept gifts and just send them cumtowns. And the only stipulation is you got to blow a load on it and send it back to them.
Okay, who doesn't accept gifts?
Or send us a video. Don't send the towel back. We don't want that shit.
Who doesn't want a free cumtown?
I want one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hell, I work at Proud Mean. I still want one. This company has nothing. No 401k, nothing.
It's a quality bullshit. Item.
Yeah, seriously. Like, we yell at our bosses all the time about not getting any money for what we do. And then they just say, hey, I'm in the same boat.
Where the fuck is it, Randy? That's the name of the guy who produces our show. It's a guy named Randy.
Some dude named Randy.
Randy, where the fuck's my money?
Yeah, I'm sick of Randy's fucking shit.
Me
but
too.
He lets us out of this this basement, like, every once in a while to go do these road trips for content.
Yep.
He doesn't give us a stipend. He tells us we're pieces of shit before we leave. Just constant belittlement.
No toiletries to speak of.
He tells us we're so unprofessional. He's like, I bet he thought that we were going to record in the car on the way there or something.
Yeah, he's like, you're stupid enough that you would try to record an entire session on the interstate.
And we were like, no, we won't.
Hell no.
And we're not.
That's not us.
Definitely not doing that, Randy, right now.
So we just passed a car of an old hippie, and he had a bumper sticker that said, Make America Grateful Again. Next to, like, Jerry Garcia. So I was like, yeah.
All right, I get where he's going there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not very clever, but it's there, you know?
It's good enough.
At least he didn't have a sticker of John Mayer on his car.
Oh, no, that's his tattoo.
that's when I met the mayor, man.
You laugh, but do you know John Mayer is in the Grateful Dead now?
Yeah.
Fuck.
You told me.
God, that makes me mad. Did I tell you about the ticket prices? Did I bitch about this?
Yeah, we tried to get tickets, and it's like, it would have been, what, like
$350? Like $400 for the two of us to go to a show.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, that's in the Grateful Dead spirit.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if you dug up Jerry Garcia and reanimated him, I might pay $400.
Oh, if you're walking his dead ass on stage, I'm there.
What if they had a holographic Jerry Garcia?
I would prefer the corpse, but I'll take it. Yeah.
Yeah, the corpse just has so many preservation issues.
And would I prefer the corpse or the hologram to John Mayer? You bet your ass.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
All day.
No doubt about it.
There's other pop singers I would prefer over John Mayer.
Yeah, put Lord in there as the lead singer of the Grateful Dead.
Yeah, that would work.
I'll go to that.
Now,
I'm clicking.
He's the singer? I thought he was just a guitar player.
He is a guitarist, and he sings some of the songs.
Okay.
It's bullshit.
Your body is a wonderland.
Okay, it is that guy. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
I called into a radio show he was on one day, and they cut me off because I started cussing.
Like,
it was awesome.
Like, Matt won tickets to go see John Mayer, and he was just like, can I just not accept these tickets because you're a piece of shit? Okay.
I was like 19, caller. And I was feeling real salty, and I called and got through somehow. It was awesome.
Oh, man. What did we watch?
I've watched a lot of shit.
We've watched so much shit.
I did get a new haul from Vinegar Syndrome.
We did the half-year sale.
And I did the half-year sale, and I picked up some stuff that you wanted to see really bad, Jared. Remember that movie Body Melt that we watched the trailer for?
Yeah.
And we were like, hell yeah, I picked it up. So
not to be confused with Patty Melt. Different movie.
Man.
A lot of anal.
Yeah, that one's so sexual.
Yeah.
Like, that's...
We gotta make a movie called Patty Melt now.
What was it? Like, Patty is so smooth she melts across you like hot cheese or something like that.
Yeah, and then they use hot cheese.
I also ordered during the halfway to Black Friday sale on Severin and haven't gotten that package yet, but I got some really cool shit on that one as well. And what else have I been up to? That's really it. I ordered one package from Kino Lorber, and I don't think I'll ever fucking order from them again now.
Let's give an update, an in-depth update on this shit.
Jared,
this is
you're not on Twitter.
Get on Twitter.
So you're not in the weeds with the horror community. So Kino is a pretty big releasing company. They have the rights to some pretty big movies. They release some pretty cool underground shit. The other night they posted a thing, and it was that they're putting out a 4K cut of Misery, the Stephen King movie.
Yeah.
So, one person that we know pretty well through the horror film Twitter group, she posts on there, "Hey, I heard you guys got the MGM catalog. Would love to see you guys re-release Sleepaway Camp 3 since the Scream Factory version is out of print." They respond with, "We have no desire to, or we don't want to release Sleepaway Camp 3. So then she responded and was like, "Well, there's no reason to be rude about it," because they came across really fucking rude. Then they respond and they're like, "We don't have to," basically they were like, "Fuck you, we don't have to defend ourselves over a shitty sequel that nobody wants." And I've never seen one of these companies have a meltdown on Twitter, and it just went fucking crazy, dude. Everybody on there was talking about this, and Kino basically then came back and they were like, "Yeah, we release shit movies all the time that we don't want to release." And they were like, "Can you please release a catalog of the shit movies so we know not to buy them from you anymore?" I've never seen a company just shoot themselves in the foot quite as thoroughly as Kino did on Twitter.
I've seen one company do this.
Yeah, it was crazy, though.
I remember Papa John's.
Papa John's had a moment, yeah.
I'll never forget it, either. Fuck you, Papa John.
Yeah.
You lied to me.
Fucking liar.
I had a hero for 3 months, and then he died. In my heart.
Oh, yeah. Ernie, the lizard, is supposed to be at the Jamboree.
Yeah, poor Ernie.
I know.
It's going to be so hot.
I'm sure he loves it. They have to keep eating stuff on him.
That's true enough.
Yeah.
I wonder how lizards handle travel, because I imagine.
Pretty well. They have a cute picture of him sitting in the passenger side seat. It's really adorable.
So cute. Matt had put on horror Twitter, "Hey, Kino Lorber, any chance we can see a new Sleepaway Camp 3 Blue? Kino Lorber, I don't like you. You're a piece of shit." So, I guess we could get into news?
I mean, we could just wrap for right now, too.
Yeah, we can just wrap for a little bit and come back and record a little
who
more.
Who needs it, you know? Okay, this has been Proud Beans.
All right, we'll talk to you soon, assholes.
Yeah, we'll be back.
He'll be humping a bunch of stuff. We come back on, it's just real weird grunts from me.